Vicki Troyer is with us, Randolph County 4-H Youth Program Assistant, and we are actually talking on Tuesday. And why is today a big day for you and your family?
Well, after 12 years as a Randolph County YPA, I am retiring. As I've always said, I'm officially retiring. I'm really, really retiring.
Now, are you sure? Have you come to that conclusion?
That will never happen. You know that. But I retired from teaching in 04 after 31 years in the Morley school system. So then I started the YPA in 2007. And that's why I said someday I'd really retire. So today's it. It's 12 years today that I've been the YPA.
Okay. What all went into this decision? Because I know you love what you do.
Oh, that's just it. I absolutely love every minute working with youth, and especially 4-H, which is a wonderful youth organization. I have watched so many boys and girls grow in leadership, in communication skills, and the things that they have mastered in their life. I've watched them start as an 8-year-old, and now a lot of them are adults. But, you know, I have 2 grown daughters, and I have 2 grandsons that attend Northeast R4 at Cairo. And I have a little granddaughter that's 4 that lives in Lynn, Missouri. And it's time for me to be Meemaw, to go to all of their events. My grandson was on the Cairo team that went clear to the quarterfinals. I never missed a game. I was in Jeff City. I was on the front row at MACC. I was there supporting them, loving every minute of it. And that's what I want to do now, just enjoy my family.
Okay, how about 4-H? What's so neat about the program?
I think what I enjoy about 4-H is there's so many opportunities. You know, a lot of people have the misconception that 4-H is for the country kids. And it was started back in 1902. The girls had cooking and sewing groups. The boys had field crops and animals. But now, it's for everybody. We have a lot of boys and girls right here in town. But not only do we have the animal projects, we have arts and crafts. We have photography. Robotics is very popular. And we have computers. We have gardening, of course, but I mean expanded to horticulture with the flowers and everything, too. And arts and crafts, of course, is one of the very favorite ones. But I've watched a lot of boys and girls with the photography, how well they have come on with photography and the pictures that they can take. And again, we have a lot of boys and girls showing animals. And so that's great, but it's just a world of opportunity with all kinds of activities. And we have state activities that they can attend, teen conference, 4-H Congress. And like one of my girls said, you know, she said, 4-H is our 4-H family. I watched my Randolph County kids at the state fair, and they are, you know, they've made so many friends. They go to 4-H camp, they make new friends. They see those friends at teen conference or state congress or down at the state fair. So not only have they broadened their horizon with their projects, but all the boys and girls throughout the state that they have met, that all had the one thing in common, their love for 4-H.
All right. So what kind of advice do you give to your successor, or what's happening with that position?
Well, right now, it has not officially been posted. I guess they're waiting till I leave. And, you know, the thing of it is, I just hope they come in and love 4-H as much as I do. I follow Betty Mayo, and a lot of people know Betty Mayo. Betty Mayo had been the YPA for 25 years. Now, that was hard. But I bleed green, and Betty bled green wholeheartedly. And I feel like whoever comes in, they're going to bleed green. They wouldn't apply for this job if they didn't take care about the kids that they didn't care, and they know what a wonderful program 4-H is. And I tell anybody, let's just always remember the 4-H motto, to make the best better, and that's what I hope the next person will do.
All right. Are you still going to walk through that door at all, maybe keep your hand in things? What are you thinking?
I'm only a phone call away, and they know that. And, you know, it's like once it's in your blood, I told them I'm going to step away for a little while, but I'll still be around. They know that, too, so.
How about come fair time? What do you think you'll be doing?
They told me. Some of the kids said, you're coming to the county fair. I said, yes. I said, I'm not going to come and judge any projects or anything like that at achievement night, but I said, I'll come and watch it. Of course I will. And the pancake breakfast, we still are going to have that. I said, I'll be there, so.
All right, maybe you can tell this story. You mentioned this to me before we started. When some of the kids that you had years ago come up and talk to you, what does that mean to you and the way they address you?
You know, when you've taught 31 years in the school system, and then 12 years with my 4-H kids, when I see one of my students and they say, hey, Mrs. Troyer, how are you? I'm thinking, They're showing me respect. Either they think because I'm their elder or they're just, but that makes me feel so good because I'm thinking maybe I did a little bit with them and making them help me, that they show respect to me by calling me Mrs. Troyer, not by my first name. And anytime I see any of my kids, and sometimes I'll say, do you remember me? Well, you know, maybe I will. I say, I'm not quite sure. And then they'll say, well, my last name was this. And I go, and a lot of times I can put the name and the face together. Sometimes it takes me a while. So, but, I love my students, and anytime I see any of them, I'm always glad to talk with them.
All right. Hey, Vicki, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations on a great run, and enjoy the grandkids and enjoy your kids.
Well, thank you very much, and I thank you all for all your support with the 4-H program here. Coming to the county fair and doing the interviews and things, it lets people see in the community what wonderful kids 4-H'ers are.
All right. Vicki Troyer retires, Randolph County 4-H Youth Program Assistant. She's joined us today.